Krishna Prabhu. Please
Hare Krishna.
accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhu, what a beautiful class. Certainly, you are Prabhu. When you talk of Krishna, you are non-stoppable. And that is very good. So much nectar coming out. But I think we can't handle that much nectar, Prabhu. Such a beautiful class. I was writing the notes, writing the points. So many beautiful points, Prabhu. Certainly, the protector and the perfect husband is Krishna. That's you showed with your class. You talked on this beautiful day of Bhaimi Ekadashi here, Prabhu. And you talked about the appearance of Lakshmi and how glorious it is. And when you were talking, it seemed like we were walking same with the Mother Lakshmi at that moment. She's thinking about his Samayar, you know, the selection of the groom. So such a beautiful class, Prabhu. And I loved Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur commentaries. They're amazing, Prabhu. Like, you can continue listening to them. Like, as a devotee, it's so beautiful to listen to them just. And certainly the importance of dust of lotus feet of Krishna, which is smeared with kumkum of the gopi's chest. So such amazing class, Prabhu. And loved your story of Brihad Bhagavatam, of Narada Muni looking for greatest devotee. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for enlightening on that too. And certainly at the last talk about the supremacy of Krishna and the glories of Krishna Prem, which even the trees are having Krishna Prem. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class, and thank you for your service. Anuja Mataji has a question. Mataji, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Mataji.
For the beautiful class. Prabhu, my question was, you told us about how Krishna made so many devotees, which is so true. But then what about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Didn't he make a lot of devotees, and even the animals of the forest where he had traveled became, had Krishna Prem. So don't we count Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into this?
Yeah, unfortunately, Narada and Braja, it didn't continue.
Okay, that's the reason.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful, more merciful manifestation of Krishna. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Prabhu. That's all. Very
Hare,
nice.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Sureshwar Prabhu, please go ahead.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanavad Pranam. Thank you very much for a very, very, very wonderful class. So many nice aspects and explanations, Prabhu. So, Prabhuji, I have two questions, Prabhu. In Samudra Manthan pastime, when you said, when Lakshmiji is, delineating all the different living, all the entities, right? And now she's saying, okay, there is some fault here. Instead of, she could have directly, glorified Lord Vishnu, right, Prabhu? I'm just trying to see what's the two ways of doing it.
Well, I mean, otherwise, how would you understand that you can never, ever compare ordinary Jivatmas to, ordinary Jivatmas to the Supreme Lord, unless you find some faults in them. Unless you find obvious faults in Jivatmas, which are absolutely not there in the Supreme Lord, in order to create the contrast, unwillingly that kind of fault finding has to be done, and the Shastras do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
But sometimes, we see Brihaspati and we glorify Uddhava.
Otherwise, if that is not done, one may say, oh, anyway, she is the eternal consort, so she is just glorifying Vishnu. Okay, no doubt she is the eternal consort, and she would have anyway chosen Lord Narayana only. But the point is, you should also establish it based on merit. And how he's more meritorious, unless an obvious comparison is made, that merit cannot be established, and you will say that, oh, anyway, she is just the eternal wife, that's why she is choosing like that. So Lord Narayana can be glorified, but unless that glory is compared to other living entities who had also assembled there for witnessing that or participating in that Samudra Manthan, so then how is it that otherwise, for every wife, her husband will seem like the most beautiful, most compassionate, and all that. But from an objective point of view, a comparison has to be made, and that comparison is made here so that the the supremacy of Lord Vishnu is established.
Okay, okay. Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Like we say, Brihaspati, we glorify Uddhava being the, you know, disciple of Brihaspati, right, Prabhu? So
yeah.
Now we see, you know, Brihaspati has so many.
It is not a glorification of Uddhava.
Uh-huh.
To say that Uddhava is the disciple of Brihaspati is not a glorification of Uddhava, actually. Because Uddhava is actually more advanced. He's a Nitya Parshada. Mm-hmm. Whereas a Brihaspati is not. So, in the body of Uddhava, there is one of the Vasus who had taken shelter of the body of the Nitya Parshada Uddhava. So for it can be a glorification of him, that Vasu, that he is a disciple of Brihaspati. But for the Nitya Parshada Uddhava, I mean, it's not a glorification, and it is not true also that the eternal associate Uddhava is not a disciple of Brihaspati. He has nothing to do with Brihaspati, actually.
Okay, okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhu. One last question, Prabhu. Here, we are seeing Lakshmi Devi is offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, Kamadenu or Rishikesha here, right, Prabhu?
And yeah, Kamadevi.
Yeah. So, who is a glorious husband, right? So, now, like, our connection with the Supreme Lord is on a Dasya platform, right, Prabhu? We don't consider the Supreme Lord to be our husband. We are praying on the Dasya platform to serve the Lord. That's it. Mm-hmm. So how do we understand that, you know, we are treating Lord as our husband, Prabhu? That is...
Husband means what? Protector.
Okay, from that perspective.
Yeah. Husband means one who protects. So, after marriage, husband is the protector. Before marriage, father is the protector. So, basically, when we are talking about husband, it means the one who is capable of giving protection. Rakshishyati iti vishwaso. Having full faith that Krishna will protect me. That's all. It's not literally husband.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Beautiful, beautiful class. And, you know, you don't get tired glorifying the Lord, and, you know, Lord's glories are eternal. They are ever ending. And I wish the time should be like eternal. you were always looking at the clock, you know, the time is getting over. So, but, you know, I wish we could hear more from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji. So true. We all wish we could hear more from Prabhuji. Prabhuji always says, and then he explains. And I'm like, okay, now there's a new story going on. And then he says, and that's so beautiful. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Dear devotees, if nobody has any further questions, we can pay obeisances to Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Let's pray our obeisance to Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class again. You always just dip us into the Krishna Prema whenever you come to us, Prabhuji. So please give us your association again in the future, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji, dear devotees. Vancha kalpataru vashcha pa sindu vaivacha anam pavane pyo shivayo namo namah tantraj shrimad bhagavatam ki jai shila prabhu ji ki jai balaram shakti prabhu ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you, such a beautiful class.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu ji. Thank you, Prabhu ji.